B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy. What day is today? I think Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday across the Delaware Valley as we continue the quarantine and the new norm, at least for the time being. And we look around, and every day I forget what day of the week it is. And I don't even know if we're coming or going. But in some ways, it's been a fun time just to kind of get close to each other.
This is our new norm.
Right, our families. And passing the time. And sometimes during these crises that we're going through, and it can be very scary, but you feel a closeness. And even through social distancing, I think we have achieved this closeness together. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think it's important, and I think it's very real. And I look forward to 10 o'clock every morning as I sit here in my living room with the gagoots running around. I look forward to talking to you guys. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Lots to get to today. I'm in like an Uber football mood today. So today we're going to talk a lot of football. We will get some draft coverage. I want to kind of go knee deep into the draft today. We will do our Eagles playback, and our Eagles playback will be the great 44-6 victory over the Cowboys, 2008. We will throw back to that moment and give you snippets and highlights of that great win. If I said 44-6, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And we're going to be paid a visit by Joe Buck, who's actually on the call of that game. He's doing some cool stuff during the whole quarantine where people are sending him videos, and he's doing play-by-play. He did play-by-play of his family. It was great. He's terrific. We will get into the win total of the Eagles because the win totals are at Las Vegas. We will talk about their opponents. We will look at where they rank right now in the NFC. So lots to do and some fun. We're going to hang around, see what you like, what you're watching, how you pass the time. As always, what are you doing? Good morning, Junis. What are you doing?
Wiping down the mic.
Good for you.
That's what I'm doing. It's about to fall off, but we're good. Yeah. I don't know what this Dylan's doing. Obviously, the morning show's from home right now, so I'm trying to clean up the studio after Dylan.
So the Dill.
Yeah, this place is a mess.
He's not dirty, but he's sloppy.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm fixing things around here. You know, strings are falling off everywhere.
And you are a fastidious one.
Yes, I like to keep my area clean. I like to have my papers in certain spots. I'm very OCD when it comes to work.
You actually do the cleaning in your house. Your wife, you said, is sloppy.
Yes, she is sloppy. I'm a control freak. I'm not going to lie. I'm a control freak at work, control freak at home. I try to...
You are a bit of a control... You know,
I am.
Now that you say that, you are a control freak.
Yeah, and I'm not afraid to admit it. You know, it's I don't know, personality, I guess. I like
that.
Yeah,
you are.
I like to try to keep things going and
you
know.
You are very controlling. And it's funny, which fits
the job
of the producer. The producer is supposed to be in control of the show. Of course, not my show, but...
Of course.
It is always the... it's funny. We came from a place, the other place, where the producer wasn't as pronounced as he is here. Here, the producer has got a lot of control. Except, again, when working with me.
Right. I just try to be a teammate on your show.
You're great, and you know I love you, so you're a great teammate, but I appreciate
I'm the rotational D-end on the show.
No, but I appreciate
you. You need me on third down, I'm here for you.
No, no, you're way more than that. I mean, it's just the two of us, so you're way more than that. But you are, you're great. And,
no, I'm the third down guy.
No, I was always.
You know, I come in, you need help on your show, I'm here.
You get me fired up, man. No, it's funny because some people, it's funny how you do the show. Like, I had notebooks of topics, right? So I always come up with the topics that I want to talk about. It's how it's always been. So other guys like when the producer tells them what to say. Not what to say, but lays out the topics for. So there's a little of both. What do you prefer?
I mean, I like sending ideas, but I mean, I think you and I have a good, teamwork, right? Like, I mean, you usually come with all the ideas. I'll totally admit that, right?
And then you're great at executing. So here's the thing. I'm an idea guy, but I don't always execute. I need somebody to execute. And you're the executioner.
You're all right.
You're like Bernard Hopkins, man.
I'll take that.
I don't know what we're talking about. I will say this, though. It's a violation right off the bat on the morning show, on Mark. Violation. You know why?
Why?
For playing that Neil Diamond song.
Oh, little Sweet Caroline?
For playing Sweet Caroline. It might be the song that I despise the most.
Really?
Yes.
You don't get tempted to go a little bop, bop, bop?
Never.
Never.
Never. Never.
Can I admit something to you?
You better not, or all of a sudden little brother's going to get a beat.
Well, it's a good thing that you're at home. I'm here in One Ballot Plaza by myself.
You didn't do ba ba ba.
Listen, man. There was a time.
Oh, my God. You, of all people.
There was a time.
You're a baseball man.
There was a time.
You're a Phillies guy.
Took my father to Fenway for Father's Day because we're trying to do this thing where we try to hit the major ballparks.
Are you really?
All that's around. Yeah, that's one of, and obviously it's probably
you're a great son, dude.
Oh, thanks.
I think you Thank are you. A better son than he is a father.
Wow, wow.
I'll be honest with you.
Nah, he's a good dad.
I'm sure he's a good great dad, but I heard his sports takes.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They didn't leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah, you're right. But he took me to so many games growing up, so I'm trying to repay the favor.
And I appreciate it.
Listen, he spent a lot more money than I have, you know, going to these games. Obviously, when I'm a kid, I need the soda, I need the sandwich, I need all that stuff.
Yes.
So we're trying to do the thing where we go to the big stadiums.
Is he still anti-Ben Simmons?
No, he now likes Ben. He's leaning
Is he
more.
Still anti-Wentz?
He's anti-Wentz, and he doesn't like
Joe
shooting threes. Yeah, he doesn't like that. So, listen, we don't agree a lot.
In 1969.
He and I don't agree a lot when it comes to sports. But I took him to Fenway, and it was a Father's Day gift, and we were in Boston for the weekend, and before the game, definitely had plenty of beers at like their little area down there. And then it was the eighth inning. You know, you're drinking for eight innings. I'm not going to lie. Sweet Caroline played, and I gave out a bop, bop, bop.
No, you didn't.
I mean, I was like about 4 hours worth
That's
of drinking
your
in.
Thing. I don't understand you guys. Boston's our enemy. You understand that?
Yeah, I do understand it.
They're our enemy. They're our natural enemy. More so than New York. You know, this New York thing, like, yeah, I mean, there are proximity. So, of course, we have a rivalry. But our true enemy has always been Boston.
Yes, I understand that.
But, I mean, it goes back to Plymouth Rock, man. It goes back to Puritans.
That's awesome.
I mean, seriously. It's Quakers versus Puritans. This thing is old, man. Well before New York became this great Mecca, right?
Right.
I mean, we were the first. We were the first settlers, and it was our community versus their community. So whether it's basketball or whether it's tea parties, our place in the revolution.
Were they singing Neil Diamond during the Boston
Probably.
Tea Party?
Probably. I would have waged war against them. We don't jive with those people, the Bostonians. So, you know, you partake in their thing. That's bad.
Sorry, man. 4 hours of drinking in, the pop came out.
I'll give them one thing they got, because it's the most overrated place in the country. The only thing they have is pretty good is the sausage sandwiches around Fenway.
Yes.
The lobster roll is a horrible. Like, why would you put lobster in a roll? I'm saying lobster should be eaten
just by itself with the drawn butter.
Why would you spoil it with bread and mayonnaise?
You know what I didn't like?
That's a horrible thing.
Have you ever been to Fenway?
Have I been there many times, dude?
Okay. Did you ever remember?
I was a sports writer before.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. Did you ever get a hot dog there?
No, I got a sausage sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't do a hot dog on a bun. They do hot dog on white bread.
Oh, that's gross.
Like, it's a slice of white bread. Like, that's how they do their hot
dog. White bread and hot dog, that's bad.
Like, they wrap it up
because
in the foil.
The white bread is a gummy, sticky item.
Yes.
It's gross, the white bread.
So, you know, they wrap it up in the foil. You open it up, it's just white bread.
It was a roll. It was a good roll.
Yes.
With the peppers and the onions. It was a good item.
No, not a Fenway. It's white bread on with a hot dog.
Wow. No, I'm telling you, everything's overrated. The chowder. It's all overrated.
You want to just rip our rivals today?
Yeah, I'm in for that.
Okay, cool.
I can go for some hate.
You know what? This is a time
we're
where we need to
pen up.
We need to come together in Philly, but who cares about Boston?
Right. Like, it's a good time to, just lash out. Right? I can go over that. I do hate the Giants, though.
Which Giants?
New York Giants. Well,
okay. I hate the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, I do too. I hate the Cardinals too.
Yeah, the Giants are my number one team outside of the division that I hate the most.
Outside? Really?
Yes.
More than the Red Sox?
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's a problem.
Well, Cody Ross.
You know why I hate the Red Sox? Is that all these fake Red Sox fans.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, when they finally won it, everybody's a Red Sox fan. Who's from here? Who's from there? Nobody's from Boston. But they're all Red Sox fans. And they all sing that stupid song. I hate it. That movie. I've refused to watch that movie. Did you see that movie?
Oh, what? The Fever Pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Why did you see it?
I don't know. I was a kid. My mom's like, oh, look, baseball and romance. So I watched it with mom.
I refuse to watch that movie.
All right. Can I tell you a great story, though?
Sure.
So the other day, I was walking the dog because that's pretty much all you can do right now. And there was somebody on one of the streets of Manayunk with a Red Sox flag outside of their house. You want to know what their number was, their house number? I'm not going to give the street, but what house number they were?
What?
4133.
No, it was not.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
So they had the Fenway, the Red Sox flag outside of their house, and their house number was 4133. How perfect
is
that?
Awesome.
Imagine if I'm guessing they were still living there during the Super Bowl.
Oh, that is great.
And they lived at 4133.
Oh, that is great. I love it. All right. We got lots to do, and I like to hate on stuff. That'd be fun. Hate on our rivals. I'm good on that. That's always a fun thing to do.
Plus, because we're doing the playback today with the Eagles Cowboys, right? So
yeah,
it's a perfect day to do this.
It does fit. Well, I do want to throw some other stuff by you, like the mock draft and the win totals, but I love that. That's a great idea. I think it's cathartic. I think it helps people. Hating on our rival gets a little pet, because look, we're all pet up. We got a little frustration, aggravation, some fear. Let it all get out on the Cowboys.
I need Boston hater Matt to check in today.
Yeah. I wonder, we should have Cowboy fans check in today. We haven't heard from them for a while.
I don't need to hear from them.
Yeah, we should.
Rats.
I know, but we should. How come they're in existence? When did it start? When did they become? It's so funny how they became what they are. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. That's it, baby. We are Cuz Radio in the Tunis. Hang with you during the quarantine. Hang with us You're on the road. You're at home. Give us a call. Let's hang out. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Wow, it's funny. Judas, you asked me to come up with my top 10 hates players. And I think it could be all Celtics, Cowboys, and Atlanta Braves. And Sidney Crosby.
And Crosby, yeah.
But of the rest of the nine, it's Celtics and Cowboys and Braves.
You don't have any Mets on there?
You know what's funny? I separated my hate because I have a lot of hate. So between, I did people, places, and things, all right?
Okay.
So 10, 10, and 10. So as I was working on, the first thing I wrote down for things is Mr. Met.
Yes, it's a good one.
Right? I hate Mr. Met. Like, that's a mascot I would like to beat up.
Well, you want to take a bat and hit, right. You know, hit the ball. Right. His head.
Right. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes,
like,
I think that'd be fun.
It. Like, that's one you want to attack. I would definitely want to attack that. So, Mr. Met, I wrote down as something, but I have a lot of hate for the Braves.
Well, yeah, especially 90s. No, I'm more of a Mets guy because of that sort of stretch from 2006 to like 2000. And it was a short one, right? It was a short stretch, but that was some of the better years of that rivalry.
And the Phillies basically, were a better team.
I just hated those players. Like, Paul LaDuca was the first name that I wrote down. All my hate. Yeah, I hate that rat face. I can't stand
it. LaDuca. I don't like LaDuca either.
I hated Paul LaDuca because he was also one of those guys that talks smack. Remember, he did the team to beat back to Jimmy Rollins or something like that. And I was just like, I don't like you, you rat.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, Cowboys is easy.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, like, you hate the run. I think I hate the running backs more than the quarterbacks.
Yeah, Emmett.
Yes. Belly shirt.
Yes.
Emmett.
Yes.
I hate Emmett.
He's my least favorite player in the NFL.
He's a hate the face for me, Emmett. And he gets too much respect. All those 1 yard touchdowns. We had that big line.
Yes.
I actually like Irvin in a weird way. Maybe because I like him as a
analyst.
Yeah, he's
post career.
He's such a whack job that I kind of like him.
You know who the first Cowboy I wrote down was?
Who?
None of the players you would think. There's a reason why this player was written down, though. Roy Williams.
Roy Williams?
He was the horse collar on Owens.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I forgot about that.
Even though T.O. balled out in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, if he was playing on two healthy legs, who knows what happens.
That's good.
Roy Williams was the first Cowboy I wrote down.
Are you serious? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I hate a lot of their older players, too. The guys before your time, like when I was a kid, I hated those. There's a lot of those players.
Well, yeah, and that was legit.
They were all like these clean cut, like blonde haired dudes, like this guy Golden Richards.
Oh, and his name's Golden.
Yeah, he had this long blonde hair coming out of his helmet. So I immediately hated that.
And that was America's team, like real America's team.
Yes.
They were winning. Not anymore.
Yes.
Now they're just annoying.
Right. Well, now, yeah, right, exactly. But the team, dude, the team that I go back to my hate, and I still, you know, to this day, and it's never waned, not that, well, the Cowboys never waned, but if the Cowboys are 1A, this team's a 1B, and it's the Celtics, man. Like, you don't have enough Celtic hate.
No, you're right. I don't.
And I don't understand that.
I
mean, listen, they Paul Pierce, Garnett, like they won.
Yeah, I know. And the Sixers weren't really relevant, which kind of sucked. Like I'm always on this idea of rivalries to me aren't real unless both teams are good. Like the Flyers Penguins, I thought it was Fugazi hype the last couple of years. Oh, Flyers Penguins got to get excited, and it's like,
right?
Really, the Flyers they stink. Like this year, Flyers Penguins is get ready. Let's watch this game.
Yes,
Eagles Cowboys. If the Eagles are a 3-win team, are you really that excited? I know that was what people lived for, right? It was that, like only two games matter back in the day.
I never understood that. Listen, I hate the Cowboys too, but
right.
These people that were, and it was real. If we go 2-14. And as long as those two wins are against the Cowboys, it's a good season.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I never understood that.
Come on, that's so dumb. I'll be honest. That's dumb.
Yeah.
What about the other 14 weeks when you're miserable?
That was like, you know, vet days and the troglodytes ruled the vet.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But, like, I'm not going to get up for Phillies Mets when the two teams stink, right?
Agreed.
And so Sixers Celtics for me wasn't that big. I'm starting to really hate the Celtics.
Yeah, but, like, dude, but even, like, recent, like, forget about. You were growing up. I mean, now, Stevens. I mean, two years ago, they took you out.
Well, yeah, I'm
I don't understand why you don't hate them.
I don't like them, but you're right. Like, I don't have
You don't
this,
have enough hate.
Because
again, it's recent, too. You have
here's where it comes from. Your hate for the Celtics comes from your childhood because you watched Julius versus Bird. My hate goes Eagles, Giants, and Phillies, Mets because I watched the Giants win the Super Bowls and watched the Phillies and Mets.
Is that the Celtics and the Sixers are still relevant. They're two relevant rivals.
Yes, and I don't like them. I'll say I hate them, but I don't feel that strong hate that you feel because I don't like them, period.
Yeah, 2 years ago, they knocked you out. They laughed at you.
Yeah, and I'm not sitting here wearing green saying go Celtics. I may sing Sweet Caroline every once in a while.
Yeah, well, you should be shot for
that. Oh, bah, bah, bah.
But that's, and by the way, there's a reason why you should be, that to me is treason.
I should get stoned?
You should get stoned. That's treason. Because the Red Sox thing is now, you know, recent, right? And the Phillies, these Boston Red Sox fans used to take over the Vet and then Citizens Bank Park. You know that?
Well, yeah, it's all the frauds. Oh, the Red Sox are in town.
Yeah, they
gotta go into my closet.
The stadium.
Yeah, those are always, like, even when the Phillies were bad, those were the nights that the stadiums passed.
Listen, my hatred of Boston is that, see, they are, I give them real status. I think they're great sports fans, like we are. I think we're cousins in that way. Like, we can't, like, we're so much alike, they're great sports fans. Like, I give them extreme respect as a sports fan. The real ones. Right, the real guys. Like I used to work with a guy, you know, Al. I mean, he was a real Boston sports fan. I respected him. He was a real Red Sox guy. But these other people that aren't from Boston, like Red Sox. I mean, come on. And that's where, and they were taking over our stadium.
Do you hate them more than the fraud Yankees fans?
Well, I mean, who are the fraud Yankee fans?
Everyone.
Who's really? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Everyone who's a Cowboys fan, Lakers fan.
That's true.
So,
yeah, that's true. There are. I guess there are a lot of fraud.
I mean,
Yankees
2 years ago, I went to the Phillies Yankees series. I went to each game, and it was probably 80% Yankees fans there.
Was it really?
Oh, it was a shame. Yeah. I mean, the Phillies weren't good, so I wasn't like surprised that nobody was there. But
yeah,
it was almost embarrassing.
Now you're right. The Laker Cowboys Yankees Laker fan is probably the worst. the scummiest fan of them all.
Yeah, and Duke's their college team.
Yes.
And
yes.
Bama's their college football team. Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah, I mean, but they don't even watch college. They don't know about football, college football. But you're right. But they're Lakers, Cowboys, and Yankees. Yeah, so you're right about that.
So I hate that individual more so than the fake Red Sox fan.
You hate that? Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't like the fake Red Sox fan, but, I mean, they're not the same scummy person.
But you're the guy that goes, Bird.
Yeah.
Bird. See, you're right. You never experience Bird.
Right.
Bird single-handedly is the reason why I have such a strong visceral hate. And I think they're overhyped city.
Right. So, okay. So, could
Paul
you...
Revere.
Someone my age...
They get way too much. It's an overhyped... Like, we're an underrated city.
I agree.
That's true. Philadelphia is an underrated city, and Boston is a completely overrated town.
I agree.
With overrated food, with overrated neighborhoods.
Their main street in Boston.
Revolutionary times. They're just an overrated. They are, and they're the Puritans.
One of their restaurants on their main street is a Pizzeria Uno.
That's
do you see a chain on Broad Street? There's probably a few, but it's like the high class ones. You're not going Pizzeria Uno.
No. Well, no, I don't. I don't know what Boston Pizza is. They go, oh, it's Boston Pizza. What the hell is Boston Pizza? What's the difference? What is it?
I have no idea.
Like, you know what Chicago Pizza is. You know what New York Pizza is. You know what our pizza is. What the hell is Boston Pizza?
Now, let me ask you something with the Bird thing. Now, I hate Paul Pierce because, you know, Paul Pierce, Antoine Walker, Paul Pierce,
too.
Kevin Garnett. I hated Paul Pierce and he was his entire run with Boston. But can you see someone my age hating Paul Pierce as much as somebody who hated, like, your age, Larry Bird? I don't think you can compare the two with the hate.
No, listen, I hate Pierce, but I love Pierce. I wanted Paul Pierce. The problem was we should have drafted Paul Pierce.
Yeah, and so you got Larry
Hughes. He should have been ours.
Yeah.
But Larry Brown, huh?
Come on, Larry.
I mean, I love the guy, but come on, bro. To this day, he still, it kills us that he went there. Kills us. Everybody's, how could you not say, all right, we're going to get Paul Pierce. Larry Hughes, are you serious? Oh, my God. No, totally, totally. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Barry in Feasterville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Bar?
Hey, cuz, what's up, Mark?
What's happening,
My hate for Boston grew when I saw that Fever Pitch movie. In 1969, I went to my first dance. I was 9 years old, and I kissed my first girl, the Sweet Caroline.
No way.
Yep.
Wow. You're 9 years old, getting busy.
Yeah.
With the first kiss, man. That's impressive.
Well, yeah, wait till Moss does it.
My man Chachi. I'm worried about Chachi.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I can't stand Boston. Two of my most hated sports figures are from Boston. ML Carr. I hate him.
Oh, he's the worst. Waving a towel, yapping. Oh, yeah, you want to hate him. You want to hit him with a sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah. The guy I really wanted to hit was the owner. Oh, Red Auerbach.
Yeah, he was.
I hate him.
He was a crump bum.
He'd light up that cigar at the Spectrum.
Right in your face.
I just wanted to make him choke on it.
Yeah, no, bad guy. That's true.
Boston, I dislike Boston more than any other area. We hate Dallas
for
the Cowboys. But Boston, you hate them for the Celtics. You hate them for the Red Sox. The only good thing that came out of Boston was Howie Long.
Really? I didn't even know he was from Boston. Yeah.
He's a Southie.
Is he really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. We'll claim him because you're at the Villanova.
That's right. And we had his kid. Love Chris Long. Wish we still had him.
Yeah, I do too. He's awesome. I agree.
Listen, thanks for doing this.
You got
guys.
It, Bear.
You keep my sanity.
Be safe, buddy. Be safe.
You
Watch
too.
Yourself,
See
man.
You.
Take it easy. Yeah, I do you understand it? I guess you intellectually get it, but
yeah.
You just don't feel it.
Like, it's the team I almost hate the most from Boston, and forgive me, is the New England Patriots. And they're not even a division rival or a conference rival.
But they're our rival. They cheated us out of the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes.
We played them twice. We were pretty good rivals for being in different conferences.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you didn't play them as many times as the Celtics or the Bruins.
We had some memorable
Bruins.
Games against them. I mean,
yeah.
Not the Cowboys.
And they were bigger
the
games.
Right. But listen, you could make the argument that they were more relevant to us than the Redskins.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
The Giants. I mean, the Giants haven't beaten the Eagles since, what, 2012?
Yeah, but they had their moments, though. Tiki Barber. I hate Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber would make my hate list.
Yeah, I hated Tiki Barber.
I'm anti-Tiki.
And what was that wide receiver's name?
Plaxico?
No, not Plaxico.
I love Plaxico.
Oh, what was his
Something
name?
About Plaxico I liked about him. Even though he shot himself with sweatpants. I like Plaxico. Who are you talking about? Monty Toomer?
Yes. Hated Monty Toomer.
Did you?
Yes.
Monty Toomer.
I couldn't think of his name, but I hated him. I don't know. I just hated him. He was one of those Giants when you're growing up, when I was growing up.
A Monty Toomer?
You know who else I hated? Jeremy Shockey. He would be on my list.
Yeah. He flamed out quick, though. He was like a half Fugazi. Big man.
Big tough guy?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't that good. He flamed out. It wasn't like he was a Gronk or a Kelsey. You know, he kind of flamed out.
Yeah, makes sense.
I got a lot of hate towards him. I would agree, but he's not worth like dude. Like, just go look at a picture. Do me a favor. Google image Bird, right? And just look at his face. Now, just look, stare at his face for 60 seconds. All right. Stare his face.
I already threw up.
No, I'm sorry. Forget about it. It's not about that he's ugly. Stare at his face and tell me you don't want to punch it. If you just stare at it. Stare at him long enough and that face, that face, you'll want to punch him right in the face. And then imagine him being as cocky as he was, too.
And as good.
Talking junk. See, your father liked Bird, didn't he? You said that once.
No, it wasn't that. It was I said that Steph Curry was a better pure shooter than Larry Bird, and all the old heads that were in the room, they basically kicked me out.
Well, I
Steph Curry is probably the best three-point shooter ever.
Yes,
and that's what I said, and they lost their minds. But this is also the room of Joel shouldn't shoot threes.
Right.
Why isn't Ben shooting?
But the funny thing about those guys is Bird was 6'9", 6'8". You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was basically the same size, an inch or two than Moses.
Two different games, though.
Well, obviously, that's my point to the old heads
right
there that you're dealing with.
By the way, here's a random on my hate list.
Who you got?
Matt Diaz.
Matt Diaz, why?
Played for the Braves, played for the Marlins. They could never get him out. I just looked up his splits.
Right.
This is like the random hate. He hit 316 in his career against the Phillies. And he played in the division for like 8 years.
Matt D. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
All could never get him out. He's that guy. Like, he's that guy that you could never get out. Remember, like, Brian Schneider was that for the Mets?
Yeah, he was.
Phillies could never get him out.
Yeah. Even when he went to the Nationals.
Yep. He was a Phillies killer. Yeah. And that was Matt Diaz.
Wow, that's Cody Ross.
Yep.
That freaking
Cody
Ross.
I hate that Cody Ross.
Yeah. I do, too. I agree with you with the Giants hate. I hate the Giants.
I just hate, I hate Brian Wilson. I hate Tim Lincecum. I hate that they gave Barry Zito all that money. I hate Buster Posey for ruining the game of baseball because he got his leg broken. Yeah. I hate Jeremy Affeldt. I hate that entire team.
Yeah.
I hate Kung Fu Panda. I hate Edgar Renteria. Why I hate him with the Braves. Like, I hate everything about the San Francisco Giants.
That's good hate. It's good baseball hate right there.
And I love Barry Bonds, but he ruined my childhood when he got tested for steroids and it was positive. Ruined, you know, broke my heart as a kid.
Wow.
Screw the Giants. Both of them.
All right. I like it.
That's my rant.
I like it. It's a good rant.
Thank you.
All right, 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines. We're going to go back heavy on the phones. Next hour, we'll talk to Joe Buck. We'll relive Eagles-Cowboys. If you're one of these Cowboy guys, you know, the genesis. What is the genesis of it all? I always like, love exploring that fun during the slow times. It's Cubs Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, hanging out, talking, hating our rivals, because today we relive 44-6 Eagles over Cowboys on the playback coming up at 12:20. I love the playback. We have some fun every day. We play back a game of the past, and today it's 44-6 Eagles over the Cowboys, December 8th, 2008. So, we're kind of talking, hating our rivals. I don't know. We're on this Boston rant. And we're hating on the Cowboys. So that's always fun. If you want to tweet out yours, tweet it to us. I'm not going to tweet mine out. You can follow us at Anthony L. Gargano and at Andrew. What is it? Salchunas?
A Salchunas
975. A Salchunas. And at 975 Middays. On the gram at Anthony Lewis Gargano, and yours is
not registered.
By the way, the Panthers are expected to release Cam Newton on Tuesday.
I mean, at this point, I think they got like four quarterbacks on the roster.
Yeah, well, no, they traded Kyle Allen.
Oh, that's right.
To Washington. So Kyle Allen's gone, but they're going to release Cam on Tuesday, the roster bonus. So here's my prediction, just FYI, because I kind of have a really good sense of that team. So they're going to be bad the next 2 years, okay? And then they're going to build over the next 2 years. They're going to stockpile assets over the next 2 years. And while Tampa and Brady and the Falcons and Matt Ryan and Breeze and the Saints aging, they'll be ready to take over in Matt Rule's third year. And they will win. They will win. They will own that division in 3 years. They'll make a Super Bowl run after that. They may even get Lawrence. Who knows? Trevor Lawrence.
You mean Superman, Taysom Hill isn't going to be the best quarterback ever, the way they talk about him? In New Orleans?
Yeah, right.
I hate him. Can he be on my list?
No, but that's what, seriously, that you watch Carolina. take the under in their win total. I'll find out the win total a little bit later on. That's take the under win total, and then you can start betting them in the futures market in like for the third year. How's that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
I'll take that action. I'm serious. Like, that's my read on them. Knowing Matt, and I know what he's doing, and it's a smart move, right? You're going to own a division. Because Brady's got 2 years. Breeze has 2 years. Ryan's got no more than 2 years. I mean, you know, I know he's younger than those guys, but still. So, it's going to be his division. Can't you say it? Stockpile assets?
Yeah, as long as they get that, as long as they get a good quarterback.
Yeah, well, you know, you're going to lose now.
I mean, obviously the Carolina defense is going to be good with Rule. He knows what he's doing.
Right, but that's what he's going to, I'm telling you, that's what he's going to wind up doing. I could see it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Nick in Collinsville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick A.
Andrew, Anthony, what's up, guys?
Nick A.
Listen, speaking of hate, the Larry Bird starting five makes my top five. I mean, literally, they take up half the space. Bird, McHale, Parrish, DJ. Then we can add Danny Ainge. I mean, they take the top five. Okay.
Yes. ML Carr. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I go a little Cox. Oh, what about Too Tall Jones? Okay. And Randy White, the punter quarterback for Dallas.
Oh, that's awesome.
I hated that.
Danny White. Oh, my God. I hated Danny White.
Like the
last,
first of all,
yes.
Yeah, way below average quarterback. Got too much hype. And because he was still a punter quarterback, he got too much hype for that. Oh, he was terrible, man. Terrible. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
right?
That's a great one.
So there's seven right there. And then you had Cox and Chipper. It's like a love-hate. He's such a great... I mean, he was like the Chase Utley of the Braves. So you kind of hate to hate him because he was such a great professional player.
I agree with you. I don't hate Chipper. Yeah. I hate... Who do I have? I hate Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
All right.
Used to whine because he used to win so many games in the playoffs. You know, he had to pitch into a normal strike zone and he couldn't find, you know, couldn't get 9 inches off the corners.
Exactly. And when he was... When he was too close to the strike zone, he would get rocked.
Oh, shelled.
I loved it.
Batting practice, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, real quick.
Yes.
Like you were talking about Andrew and producers. Andrew was like Trotter 2.0 when he came back to the Eagles, where Andy had him first doing a little special team. You got to work your way back into the team. And then, you know, five, 6 games in, what's the thing, gets trucked at the center linebacker position. And next year he was starting the next 10 games.
Yes, that's great. There he is, the Tunis. He's starting. Hey,
yeah. Hello. Dallas. Oh, hello, Tunis. The Dallas center retired overnight.
Travis Frederick.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't even care about them. Let me talk Flyers real quick, because this is the biggest hurt for me right now. First of all, the quarantine. I heard a caller. This is earlier ago. This is about 3 weeks ago. A caller called up, and they were talking Flyers overnight. And he said, oh, man, it's not fair what's going on to the Flyers. And like you said yesterday, what's really not fair is, you know, the astronomical numbers of death toll just keep on rising, you know, in the last couple weeks. So that's really what's unfair. But what hurts me as a sports fan, I feel like these Flyers are like the Fog Bowl of '88. Like there was so much potential. They were going to make a run.
Yeah.
They were going into Chicago and knock off the Chicago Bears, I believe, that day. And then the fog rolled in and literally just took our heart. And then Keith Jackson drops the easy touchdown, hits him in his numbers.
Yeah.
And it just broke my heart that game. And this is how I feel about the Flyers season. I just feel like they were like the St. Louis Blues of last year.
They were. No, I mean, it's funny because the Blues went from we chronicled that right last year from January when they were hit their low point. They were on that amazing run, just like the Flyers did. There's no reason why they couldn't make a run. No, I'm with you. And listen, Boston was really good, but they were as good as they owned Washington. They were as good as anybody in the Eastern Conference. Tampa, you know, all right. You know, Tampa's good, but the Flyers could beat them.
That last month, they beat everybody they had. Every we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Every hurdle put in front of them, they had no problem overcoming those hurdles. Anyway, how's 0-0-0? What are you on, six now?
I'm on five. Yeah, I got through five. You're right. Wow, you got good. I went through five. Yeah, it's outrageous. It's crazy. Five. I want more of the Andragina because I was in Africa for a while.
Yeah.
So it's coming. It's great. Yeah, it's great.
Six
show.
And seven. Yep, six and seven. It's coming. Awesome. All right, guys. Listen, be
Thanks,
safe. Tune in. Great hearing you guys. Have fun. Be safe, everybody.
Yeah, you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. What show are you on? You watching any shows at all, Tunis, right now?
No. I'm trying to think.
You're not watching anything.
Well, remember, I told you we did the whole, like, the three Star Wars movies because she's never seen them. I kind of like what we're doing right now. So we have the IMDb page printed out. And she's picked. I'm letting her pick because even though I haven't seen a lot of movies and a lot of shows, I've seen, like, the must-see movies. So I'm letting her pick what she wants to see out of those top 100.
What's the top 100? What's the top 10?
Let me pull it up.
So it's just, what is it? It's 100 movies you have to see before you
I think
out.
It's just their what? It's just their top 100 rated movies.
Of all time? All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.